Hi, Sander. How are you? And before you answer that question, and before I ask you mine, just want to say it feels really good to speak with the co-author of Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want. The other co-author is Michelle Flom. I hope you were cooperative as the two of you wrote this book.
Thank you very much, Jill. Yeah. We're very pleased with the way Boost Your Career came out, actually. It's on Amazon.com, and it's actually selling very, very well.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I can almost make a segue into our topic today, which is how do we manage to focus in this era of multitasking?
Yes. Well, we are in that era, and to me, and everything I've observed and written, it's about, to me, multitasking has had its 15 minutes of fame, okay? And that's what I work with the clients that I have. It's about one thing at a time and do it in an A-plus way. So, for example, let's talk about focus. It's so critically important. Think of yourself in the gym in the morning, balancing yourself on the BOSU ball, okay? If you cannot focus on just staying on that ball, you're going to fall off, okay? You have to look at a particular spot across from the ball, focus on it, or you're going to slip off the ball and you're going to hurt yourself. So the BOSU ball is a good example of focus. If you don't do it, you're going to be off that ball and you're going to hurt yourself, okay? BOSU ball. So let's talk about one thing at a time, and we're going to try and relearn the value of focus today. So, you know, we're all busy attending to phone calls, emails, faxes, meetings. It just gets scattered us all over the place. And the value of multitasking has been drilled into us, so we do it, kidding ourselves that our creative inspiration is not dispersed among the many details of the day. So the purpose of this show is to relearn the value of really focus. And it takes a lot of practice to relearn the value of doing one thing at a time in an A-plus way. But the payoff is a recovery of balance, excellence, and real focus. So if your work life is out of focus, you really can't see anything. It's all there, all the tasks, the list on your Outlook Express, and your pocket organizer, and those post-it notes on your computer. But you know what? They really kind of have lost their meaning. They blur all together. So what I'd like to do is to discuss five focusing tools, things that we really need to do. Based on my research, here are some things that I'd like our audience to really consider to make their life a little bit easier and much more focused on doing great work the right way. Okay? So, number one, as we know, true joy is really derived from a job well done, not a job merely done. Okay? Never merely done. It's about a job well done. Number one, redo the to-do list every day. And, you know, all the millennials, of course, have their to-do list on their iPhone or their computer. But my view is you want it in front of you, handwritten on your desk. So you look at it while you're looking at your computer. It's right next to your computer. It's handwritten, and you redo it every single day. You refocus your energy and make it new every day. You know the task in front of you today and focus on what's most important. You know, if it's a task that's too on a list too long, it loses its energy and vitality. So in rewriting that list, just don't copy it. Instead, rethink it, refigure it, and process all the tasks that if you have just seen them for the first time, Okay, pretend you just eat them for the first time. And in doing so, new solutions and more direct routes to executing your goals are going to emerge. Believe me, if you do that every day the right way.
And just can I just interject for a second? Because, sure. You know, we have a lot of animals, a lot of people who have different needs and so forth. And for quite a while, they had a particular minder who was all screen all the time.
Yeah.
And then when that person, you know, and she was very good at remembering it, it wasn't that. But her successor, the very first thing she did was purchase a desk calendar for the whole month.
A things to do pad.
Essentially, in this instance, it was a things to do pad that sits right in the center of the cutting board in the house. And now it is amazing how much more easily things flow. The reason that I say that is because somebody at the radio station seeing that went, huh. And these are people who, you know, weren't raised during the Harding administration. So she saw that and she went, you know. And so now there's one here at the station. And again, there is something about being able to see these tasks, as you put
it,
that's key. You know, it really makes a huge difference. That's
absolutely. All. The headline on my pad is Things to Do Today. And you can go across the street, across the road to a Staples store. You buy the pads there, Things to Do pads. So just go online to Things to Do pad and order them online. But you have to have it. And there are 15 lines on my Things to Do pad. And the focus is always the most important ones first, okay? Most important things you need to do first. okay, next. Close your door. Close your door. On your door, post a sign, meeting in progress. Just as you schedule time with other people, you know, want to meet with you and when you need to meet with others, schedule time for when you can fully devote yourself to the project at hand. Whether it's 2 hours of thinking, writing, or research, you'd be amazed at the peace and productivity that comes from completely uninterrupted time. So what I'm saying is when you have someplace important to go, something important that must be done, close that door, put a sign up in front, meeting in progress, and just focus on getting it done ASAP. You may not be able to get it done in one day, okay? But at least focus on the most important thing without any interruptions. No iPhone, iPhone off, no computer, no messages. Focus on it. Close that door. 3, just to move on. Third thing we ask you to consider is check your messages at a specific time. You can't, like these young people do, have that iPhone on all the time, texting constantly, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You can't really focus. Check your message at a specific time. Set specific times during the day when you will attend to email, voicemail, faxes, and other requests. Otherwise, you will spend your days chasing requests and remain besieged by interruptions, as you see the millennials all the time. Focusing means attending to one thing at a time and attending to it well. If you allow yourself to be interrupted with a call when you're in the middle of thinking through a strategic problem, both tasks will get short shrift. You will not really listen to the caller when he or she is talking to you, and when you hang up to get back to your thinking, you will be thinking about the call rather than the task at hand. Okay? Number 4, never leave a task until it's A+. We've discussed this a lot. That's what leaders did. You know, the old adage that time is money, forget it. At this level, it isn't. People forget how long it took to get to something done soon after it's completed. What they remember is the quality. Imagine telling Tolstoy to hurry up with War and Peace. Be an artist in all things that you do. Your commitment to quality will earn you and your company money and credibility over the long term. Enter into a relationship with every task you embark upon. Okay? Realize that every task you put your personal stamp on is something that directly reflects your quality and your nature and your legacy. Are you an A-plus person? The work always speaks for itself. As I tell my crew, if it ain't great, don't show it. Live with a task until you're happy with the result. Only you know what your best work is. Don't cheat yourself out of the reward of executing a task to your full potential. And finally, enjoy work. Work is a four-letter word, but so is love. Make them synonymous. Love what you do. Doing so is the only way to live. If your day is a series of pushes and pulls, without the feeling of personal space, autonomy, and above all, joy, you must evaluate. Doing good work, truly engaging with a problem, learning something new, and connecting with others bring joy to your workplace. If you don't experience that joy, change something, move on, do something else. Do one thing fully with all your concentration and effort. And when that's finished, do the next thing that same way. Do not cheat any task. Dispel the myth that being busy is synonymous with being effective. And approach these tasks as if it were the most important, please. When you do that, every task has meaning, and what follows is a full day of meaning. String those together, and soon you'll be living the life you had hoped for. Focus, focus, focus. Okay. That's a little bit about focus and one thing at a time, Jill, in an A-plus way.
And I can absolutely see its value. Thank you very much, Sander Flaum, Leader's Edge.
Have a great day. Take care.